Hey guys, welcome back to one more time to the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. How's it going, Nelly Baby?
It's Friday. I'm not drunk enough for this shit. Fucking crap. Beep, 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 beep.
Watch your profanity.
All right, so if you guys are asking why is she so
I'm
violent.
I'm trying not to kill you right now.
Why is she so violent off the bat? I'm going to tell you why, okay? So we started recording about 30 minutes ago. We were doing great. We did a great introduction. We had a great sound effect.
We're almost done with the topic.
We were actually started down the topic. It was great. And then I wanted to check here what time it was so I could see if I can cancel it or finish it or whatever. And then I realized I wasn't recording. It was great material that nobody is going to be able to hear because I didn't record any of it. With that being said, how's it going, little baby?
You're going to die today.
I'm going to die today.
Please make sure to send a message to your wife and say, I'm not going to make it home because I'm dead. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right. So we're going to start from square one. All right. So good. No, don't worry. Don't worry. We got this. We're professionals. We got this. All right.
I don't know about you, but that was all good material. No, it ain't coming back.
Listen, it was great. No, we're going to make it better.
This brain disease, like I told my coworkers, is not the same anymore.
Hey, you're Nelly Baby, yo. You can do this.
I cannot.
You can do this. You're the co-host of the Charlie Nelly Baby Show. So you can do this.
After the 500 change of name?
Yeah, that's fine. We don't want to talk about that because we talked about it in the other segment that we didn't record. So we're not going to touch that. We're just going to...
Even my awesome damn freaking commercial I did for the damn place? Like, are you serious?
Yes.
But... Knock you over the head with the damn freaking glass bottle.
Well, with that being said, no, we actually got invited back to Mariscos La Playa Estilo Nayarit here in Landale.
Landale slash Little Village
slash Pilsen, because we're in Cermak.
Yeah, we're in like the, you know, the how they call it, Six Corners, whatever crap.
Correct. Okay, so yeah, so we're here. We got invited again. If you hear the music in the background, none with us because it's just... Is the restaurant, so bear with us, Anchor, Spotify, and whoever's listening. Thank you for listening. But how's your weekend?
Before I'm going to shank you?
Yeah, I know. Those eyes are really, really, really dagging into
You know what? I'm usually the one that messes everything up for the show, but today... It was you. And I was on a roll today. So you can't complain that, you know, there's too much. No, there's a lot of air. There's a lot of air, Nelly Belly, baby.
Nelly Belly.
I'm drunk already. Nelly Baby, there's a lot of air time. There's a lot of air time. You need to start speaking. And when I do speak, this is what happens. You know, the sound system is going to go out that window.
I know it's going to go out the window. I'm okay, so going back to the topic, because I know you have the right to rant, okay? And it's great. It's great that we're having this conversation now because it's going to introduce the topic. But before we introduce the topic, I want to talk about, you know, the weekend because it's going to be Super Bowl weekend.
Yes.
Right? And we're excited about it because...
Because anybody that was born in the 80s and was raised in the 90s, in the early 2000s, know that anybody that you listen to, basically Snoop Dogg, you listen to Mary J. Blige, Missy Elliott, and who am I missing?
Missy Elliott's going to be there?
Yeah, she's going to be there.
Is she?
And Eminem.
I didn't know Missy Elliott was going to be there.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
And I didn't know the other jelly guy who was there. I don't know who that is.
Eminem?
No, the other jelly guy. Not the chocolate one, but the jelly
Mary
one.
Mary J. Blige?
Yeah, that one.
And Snoop Dogg. I want to know if Snoop Dogg is going to bring the banda with him, because if it's going to go all Mexican, you Dan Scipion go be there. Not there, literally.
I was about to say, you got to travel all the way down to...
You never know.
Listen, if you roll like that, that's all good. I'm not...
gangster.
Listen.
We smoke every day.
Listen, all I know is that... I don't know how you roll, so I'm gonna let that one slide because you know you're about to kill me.
I am. Gangster style.
Gangster style, yeah.
With I'm gonna lean like a cholo too.
I don't have that one.
That's okay.
All right, we stop it there because again, whatever. Anyways, if you want to go to the Super Bowl, that's fine. I didn't know you had that kind of moolah because, you know, I don't have that kind of moolah. But if you can you take me with you?
No.
I figured.
Not after today.
Listen, I'm sorry. You know, it's just...
I was on a roll, man.
You were in a roll. But we can bring it back.
No.
We can bring it back.
It's not the same.
It's not the same, but it can be better.
It's not the same.
Well, anyways, also, this weekend, on Monday, it's going to be Valentine's Day.
I don't care.
Okay. We're literally here in the restaurant because they're having a nice special for Valentine's Day.
You want to tell us? Mariscos La Playa Estilo Nayarit. And actually is having an event for Valentine's Day this weekend. So make sure you make your reservations. I'm going to be tagging them on my Facebook as well as my Instagram. So if you follow me on there, nobody really. But but if you follow my page, I'm going to give all the information where you could book your reservations. They went all out with the decorations. Everything, balloons, everything that you want. So it could be romantical for you and your partner to have a beautiful dinner. This location is a place to come. Nice, quiet, great music, great food, and entertainment. So come and check it out.
Yeah, actually, it's a really nice place. It's really homey. You can actually bring your partner, your couple, and have a great time here. They have great food, great drinks, so you can always have a great time, especially, you know, on Valentine's Day. And on Sunday, they do have karaoke, so in case you want to come by, there you go.
We need to come by on a Sunday, man.
We might need to come back on a Sunday, but not this Sunday because it's Super Bowl Sunday. So you might you're going to go over there. I'm going to stick around here in Chicago, and I'm going to do, you know what I do.
Some stuff, maybe.
That's right.
Getting some alcohol.
That's right. But we're more focused on Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is an important day.
Valentine's Day
is when all the couples do share their love, whether you're a newbie or you're an experienced one, where you have many years of I was going to say, servitude. You know, they said, you know, whatever.
Are you doing jail time?
Okay, yeah, you can call it whatever you can call it. You can call it whatever you want, okay? That's for you to tag.
Or you can set yourself free on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
And be anti-Valentine, and you can give yourself a Valentine, because that's probably what's going to happen to me. I'm going to give me a Valentine. I was watching TikTok, and this kid, poor kid, he bought himself a little Valentine, and his mom's like, "What'd you get, Tony?" He's like, "A Valentine's Day." She said, "Who'd you get it from?" I said, "To Tony, from Tony, I love you." That's going to be me. To Nelly Baby, from Nelly Baby, I love myself.
You know that you're going to get a Valentine's Day, right?
I ain't getting shit.
You're going to get a Valentine's Day. I already know
that. That's why I said that I'm going to find the nearest flower shop, and I'm going to send to myself. I'm going to act pretty surprised, and I'm going to put on there, make sure you put to your secret admirer, from your secret admirer to Nelly Baby. So that way I can pretend that I'm surprised at work. That's how sad I am.
That sounds so nice because, you know, no, it just sounds so depressing.
It's so sad.
No, it's not you.
Can I drink myself and start crying?
Yeah, you can. You're gonna find a Valentine's. Listen, all I'm saying is that if you're those couples that are in love and you share everything and, you know, you do whatever you do and you give the diamond rings. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I was about to do a really bad joke.
You're just going to give yourself away because your spouse is literally going to kill you.
She doesn't listen to the show, so I'm good. So if you are happy celebrating the decapitation of a poor man, that's all good and dandy. That's all you. If you want to celebrate the death of Valentine's, that's all you. You go and you do what you do.
It's the same.
To celebrate the death of someone.
You got blood splashed from San Valentin.
I was going to say something even worse. I'm getting better at stabbing myself from this.
I'm the one making it worse now.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good.
I'm going to literally stab somebody, shank somebody on Valentine's Day so I can make sure that I give, you know, what's the sacrifice for San Valentin?
What's the sacrifice for San Valentin?
Shanking somebody.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
So I'm going to make sure to give blood for blood.
You're going to read. No, listen, I know. Yeah, you're. How about if you have more of your beer?
Are you sure you want me to do that?
No, yeah, go ahead. Knock yourself out, you know?
Because you do know that I'm going to be more aggressive with liquor in me.
No, it's fine. You're going to relax a little bit. Okay.
No, I won't.
Yeah, no. So listen, since it's Valentine's weekend, we want to talk about relationships, right? And who messes up more in relationship status than men? So all the three segments that we're going to talk about, it's going to be based on men. How horrible we are.
Why are you being so sexist?
I'm not being sexist. Actually, this is an opinion from the majority of women that I've actually talked about, because, you know, they talk about their significant others, and I'm always happen to be around, and they talk about, because, again, for some odd reasons, I'm of the few men that work with us. I always hear these conversations. It's not pleasant sometimes, but, you know, I'll let it slide because, you know, I can't avoid it.
So anyways, you talk about their men with them.
I don't talk about their men with them. Don't make it sound like that, all right? All I hear is how they complain about their husbands and boyfriends, and then I happen to be there, and then I just happen to stay shut because I don't want to get in trouble.
Are you in charge of the cycles, too?
No. God, no. That'd be horrible. God, no. But anyways, so I found this video, and I want to play it for you guys so you guys can actually get the topic, all right? Here we go.
Keep your damn mouth shut. There it is. There it is. Just shut up. That's right. Don't say nothing. It's best don't say nothing. There ain't no trying to fix. That way you ain't got to fix.
What if you're right?
What? What?
What did you say? What did you say?
What if you're right?
What?
If you're right.
What? Are you married?
Yes, I am.
You actually said that? What if you're right?
Yes.
When?
Yes.
Sometimes. When? What?
Boy, your dumb ass ain't gonna make 15. I can tell you that right now.
All right. With that being said, what do you think, Nelly baby?
How many times has Steve Harvey been married?
I have no idea. That's a good question. How many times has he been married?
I think he's married more than once.
I don't know.
I think it's twice.
You know, that's a very good question. You know, as we talk about this, I'm going to start Googling that because that's a very interesting question. But what do you think
somebody
about that?
I don't know. If you've been married more than once and you're giving me advice to shut up, then you ain't all that in a bag of chips to be giving me any relationship counseling.
All right. According to this, Steve Harvey has been married 3 times. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, no, wait. You can argue this, okay? Maybe he screwed up with the first one and he learned something. Then maybe he screwed up with the second one and he learned a little bit more. And then this one, it's perfect. That's why he's saying what he's saying. If you shut up, you probably make it more than 15.
No, he's probably saying shut up because your pockets are probably hurting right now after 3 damn marriages.
I mean, that's true. I mean, that could be true. But here's the thing, okay? And this is why I wanted to bring this, okay? This is a very common idea that men should shut up. I've even heard this from men. That, you know, if you do not want to have an argument with your significant other, then you should shut up and not argue. I think that is the worst thing we could ever do. That is the worst thing we could ever do. But it works. It works. Don't give me that look. No,
it
works.
I don't know for what female.
Okay, explain.
Because I know if you're quiet and you're hearing me rant and rant and rant and you don't say nothing, it's going to piss me off.
Okay, so let's say that you're ranting and you're getting pissed off and blah, 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 right? And then I start going and say, but you know what, Nelly baby? Do you consider that you might be wrong?
You're going to die.
Exactly. But if I say, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You know, I think I messed up. But you don't believe me because my body language is not saying that. What's going to happen?
I'm going to shank you.
There you go. So there is no win. So what do we do? What do we do? You give me your perspective as the female that you are on advice on how do we do this? Either way, we're going to die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not going to work in your favor or mine.
So then what's the best thing you can tell me? Like, listen, Charlie, don't be a dumbass. You should try this.
What I don't will know. Be? Like I told you in the previous non-recorded podcast.
Bruh.
I am a female.
All right.
With 2 melones. But my brain is more of a masculine kind of, where I'm like, I'm going to fight with you. And we're going to fight.
Okay, so why? Okay, so it just sounds like they're looking for an argument. Why? Like, men don't like to argue.
That's some bullshit.
I mean, really?
Then you wouldn't get yourself into some situations.
No, it's not that we want to get ourselves into situations. It's that we get caged into some situations.
Or y'all just dumb.
that could be a very good theory, too. I'm not saying that everybody's smart. I'm not saying that men are the smartest animal on the planet. That could be a very good argument. But then, if there is no communication within the couple, within
relationship,
then how do you fix this? Obviously, we're not going to fix it, but you know, what will be the ideal thing for you?
Let's get angry together.
Okay, let's get angry together.
Let's fight, yell it from the top of the lungs, smack each other around, beat each other up, and then have some angry sex.
Wrong.
I don't think that's going to work.
It did for Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
But that's a movie. It's a fiction. It's a fictional movie.
They were married.
You know what? Yeah, I know they're married, but that is called domestic violence. We do not support domestic violence.
Not if you don't report it.
Oh, my Lord. Oh.
I'm sorry, guys.
Stop it.
Okay?
I said stop it.
Stop it.
Some people like them kinky stuff.
Oh.
Stop right there, criminal scum.
Okay.
Some people like to get chokehold and choked on and then get nasty.
Stop right there, criminal scum.
Stop it.
Hey, stop it. I said stop it.
Okay? Charlie does not condone that behavior because I don't want anybody getting arrested.
Don't you for like the can't I?
Stop right there, criminal scum.
Stop it. And yes, I do. Anyways, there's no win. And to a certain point, I do agree with Steve Harvey. There is no win. Okay? You know that whatever you say, it's gonna be against you. Mm-hmm. And I always advise my peeps, pledge to fit, okay? Do not say anything because it's in your constitutional law. You don't have to say anything, okay? I do agree with that sense because if you don't want to argue...
You don't want to argue,
you know, just might as well keep your mouth shut, okay?
You want to sleep in the bed.
Exactly. When you arrest a criminal, they give them Miranda rights, and one of them is everything that you say will be used against you. So that I agree with that. But there's a double-edged sword. Because if you do not speak up, then whatever problem you might have, it gets corrosive, and it could lead to the destruction of your relationship, which is also a big no-no.
Well, if you're already messing stuff up, and you guys are already in that point where you're just going to be yes man or no man...
Uh-huh.
Then you're really not in a relationship because you're not having a communication. You're not telling me how you're feeling. I just don't want my point of view. I want to know what you're feeling as well. We are in it together.
But what if he says something you don't want to hear? Because that's one of the things that I've noticed about everybody saying, oh, communication. You got to have communication because communication is the key to every relationship. But the moment they say something you don't like, you're cut off. The silent treatment. And don't get me wrong, I'm the person that can go years without talking to somebody. Hey, I'm the master of silent treatment.
I'm not a silent treatment. I just zone out.
Yeah, I can agree with that. There are moments in the show when I'm talking to you, like, completely out.
I am a daydreamer.
You are a daydreamer. But, I'm talking about the no communication where it could be corrosive and destroy the relationship.
But it takes both of us. Like, if you're not going to be communicating, then what's the purpose of being in a relationship if it's just me pulling, you know, forward in a relationship?
But it's not about pulling forward in the relationship. Okay, so I think that if you want to have communication, you have to be willing to take the punches too. If you want to talk about communication, if there's something that he or she doesn't like about the significant other, then you're able to express it without the other person getting offended. Because that's the key here. It's not getting offended, okay? So let's say, for example, my wife comes to me and says, Charlie, you know, you're dirty. I'll say, yes, I am dirty. In the sense that I don't clean my house. God dang it.
What are you doing in the house?
In the sense that I don't clean my house. And that's how I clean my house. Okay, anyways. So
what, the start of a porno?
It's not a porno, okay?
Stop it. I said stop it,
okay? It's not a porno, okay?
Okay? Stop right there, with the music.
Stop it, okay? It's not. It was just smooth jazz. They play it on Trolls 2, so it's not. No! No.
And porn.
Stop it.
Or should I say extracurricular movies?
Really?
So I want to know, are you the maid or not the maid?
I guess I'll be the maid. Poli Wu Fang Sa. So, if you hear something you don't like, okay, how would you react? How would you react if I, you know, somebody comes and tells you something you don't like?
I'll zone you out.
And that doesn't work either. So I guess maybe he's right.
You know, my fellow physician that I work with told me that I need to start journaling and relax and learn to do some breathing techniques and enjoy yoga and meditate. So I think this is the time where I have to usa myself into another, you know, what dimension?
Wait, did he say yodeling?
No, yoga.
I could just imagine doing that.
Actually, I do yodel. Just because I'm from the South.
You gonna do yoga because you're from the South?
No.
What did you say?
You said yodeling.
Yodeling. I'm just saying. Yoga is great and all, but how does that fix the problem with the men?
You're gonna relax, do a little bit of doggy style. I mean, the yoga move, not, you know.
Of course.
Depending on the scenario.
Of course, you have to, yeah.
Stop it. I said stop it.
Okay.
That's just gonna make me do it worse.
Stop it. I said stop it.
You okay. Know, I am the funny ones, you know.
God. Our
number one fan Jesus. Told me so.
Jesus.
Shout out to A, who told me I make the show funny.
Hurt my feelings. So, what will be the conclusion? What can we tell our listeners? Say, listen, if you don't want to talk, that's okay. If you want to talk, that's okay.
If you've been with your partner more than 15 plus years, then you should know how to read your partner already. And
That is a whole different conversation. We can spend another 30, 40 minutes. Recorded.
I'm gonna shank you today. I'm gonna literally throw you into the right now. Cermak Avenue is really busy. Charlie's gonna end up being roadkill. Allegedly, it's gonna be roadkill. So you're gonna have a little Mexican like smashed on the freaking streetway.
Yeah. Wasted.
Yeah.
Wasted. So, you're gonna do this. That's what you're going to do to me.
What do I look like, a hipster?
Yeah.
Says the one with the freaking polo.
You see, now going back to
you're
my point.
You're the one with the polo on.
Going back to my point.
You hipster.
See how, you see how I said something to you that you didn't like?
This is the first time a little Mexican is going to get thrown out the window.
You see how I said something that you didn't like?
That was legitness.
Yeah, okay. That was legitness. Okay.
I'm gonna make sure that whoever gave you that app is gonna pay for it.
Yeah.
You're special.
Yes, I am. So, you see how I just proved that there's no win. So maybe at the beginning of the conversation, I was thinking for the show, and I was like, okay, listen, I'm gonna prepare myself because I want to have some really cool arguments about this topic and how Steve Harvey's wrong. But then after this, I think he has a point. So I'm going to give it to Steve Harvey. The point.
Literally, after he's been married for like 3 years. Two failed marriages.
Baby, a triple!
I love Steve Harvey, but sometimes he could be like, he's not a damn freaking relationship expert.
No. But this is what he said.
Oh, baby, a triple! Oh, yeah!
I bet he did. If you know what I mean.
Okay. I'll say this, okay? I guess at this point, there is a 60-40 that he might be right, okay? I'm saying that you got to use this weapon wisely, okay? All I'm saying is that if you stay quiet, you're going to get shanked. If you say something, you're going to get shanked. If you say something they didn't like, you're going to get shanked. If you say something that they did like, but your attitude didn't actually go with the word you said, you're going to get shanked. So either way,
use
it wisely, okay? This is the Cold War style where you had your button on that nuke, and whatever you do or whatever you say, it's going to explode.
You know, I was told the other day that I'm business when it comes to workplace, but once the punch hour hits, then all of a sudden my gangster pops out.
Who said that?
Our listener, I can't really say her name. She's like, the Pilsen comes out of you, Nelly. Oh, I was like, hell yeah. You shouldn't be talking. You're from 26th Street.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Now we're going to get shot.
But those are words. Because me and her always have a Pilsen versus Little Village war. But we mean it with love.
Shout out to whoever, you know, whatever.
She knows who she is. P-Love. Yeah. Not gangbanger-wise, but you know what I mean.
All right, guys. How about if we play some music?
How about we say, learn to communicate with your partner so that way you don't kill each other and have some angry sex. And don't forget, wear protection because we don't want any babies. What's 9 months after February?
You're not my dad!
You know what?
That's what's going to say after February.
You know what's funny? This reminds me of my son because you know how they're doing... You know how they're doing COVID testing? I signed him up for COVID testing in school. So every time I get his results in, it comes out negative, thank God. So now the inside joke between me and my son is, you're not the father.
Oh, my God.
He's like, why do you say that? It's because, you know, I had to tell him the story why. And I'm like, you know, in Maury, you know, when the father takes a paternity test and he's like, 99%, you are not the father. And then that's how I tell him.
This is for another baby. You can't teach your kid to do that.
We're streets, man. We're going to learn the streets.
I guess. All right. So we're going to cut this short. Actually, we've been here for 26 minutes. We're going to cut this. We're going to play some music and we'll be back after this. And I swear that the next one I will definitely record.
Please record because Charlie will die today.
All right, guys. We'll come back. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I made sure I pressed the button so I can start recording, okay? Because another baby still has not forgiven me about the last one that I didn't record. So thank you for coming back.
Yeah. You were about to die today.
Okay. Yeah. You know what?
You're being brave today.
You know what? You know which movie I like?
What?
Which I like Frozen. You know why?
Why?
Because she let it go.
No, I can't.
Okay. No. Well, you, if you only see the light and you let it show and you let it go, that's what you got to do. Listen, it could be whatever you think it is, but you know what the point is?
So you watch Frozen?
Let it go.
And you remember the song?
She was a kid. My daughter was a kid and I happened to watch Frozen.
Your daughter is too cool to be watching Frozen.
Nope. She watched Frozen. We even took her to Disneyland.
I'd probably take it that you actually like Frozen.
Nope. If there's a movie I hate, it's Encanto. So with that being said, we just lost.
You're not going to be part of the hipster group?
No. But that's not the point, okay? We're talking about relationships, not about what I like or what, or you know, Frozen or whatever. That's the point, okay? So. Okay. Since we're actually talking about Steve Harvey, which, you know, it's all good and dandy, I actually want to bring another video from TikTok about Steve Harvey. So, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, let's do this.
Can you hear me?
Simply require better communication. Now, ladies, be direct and clear and try not to make something out of nothing. And guys, you have to be better communicators and pay attention when you know what your woman is saying is important to her. This is not going to change the world. I'm not crazy. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to make some compromises, put one woman on a pedestal and treat her like the queen that she is, give her the life she deserves. She'll in turn give you way more in return than you could ever give her. We cannot outgive women, I don't care how hard we try.
All right. With that being said, what do you think?
Why do I have to start it? I started the first one.
Okay, so you want me to start this one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I call that nonsense. Okay? I call that nonsense. One, he, like we said before, he got divorced 3 times. So he learned the hard way, and that's okay. I'm going to give you that to you. Okay, I'm going to give you that to you. One thing I do agree with, to start with, is women do not make more than what it is. Let's start there. Okay, there have been moments where sometimes we tend to exaggerate things.
The male?
Both.
That's true.
Majority of times women. Do you see how I snuck that one in there?
No, I don't think so.
I kind of think so.
You're a Pisces, right?
What does that have to do with anything?
You guys like to dramatize so much.
Bye, Felicia!
That is not true.
That's not what I heard.
Who said any different?
Pisces are dramatic. That's what I heard from our co-friend.
Who's your co-friend?
We can't say her name because, you know, she don't listen to the show.
So if you say her name, she's not going to know anyways.
Starts with an E.
Oh, no, she's wrong. No, she's wrong. She's wrong because Pisces are not exaggerated. And that's not the point.
I didn't say exaggerate. Okay? You're drama queens.
We are not drama queens.
You
okay,
are.
We're not drama queens. We're just very passionate about certain things.
And you want to be right.
Yes, but we did talk about earlier in the previous segment that we learned that you have to use that weapon wisely. Because either way, you're going to get shanked. So all I'm saying is sometimes, not all the time, there seems to be exaggeration on some of the topics. And mainly starts with the opposite gender.
Okay.
Are you done with your... You okay?
I might have a nosebleed.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, so...
Just do it!
Either you have it or you don't. You see how this is actually going to... You're kind of thinking about it.
Am I in charge of my body?
Your body, your choice, right?
Not my nose.
So your nose is not part of your body?
It is.
I'm gonna
but I don't determine if I'm going to have a damn nosebleed or not.
Why are you bullying me?
You're bullying me.
Anyways, going back. So I'll say that that's actually part of the problem, right? So, but I cannot say that that's all the problem, okay? Mm-hmm. I cannot say that. My issue is the mixed communication that we're getting on social media about how to be a man. In the previous video, he was talking about how you need to shut up.
Yep.
And not talk. If you want to go beyond 15 years of marriage, you need to stay quiet and not talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Because you're not right.
You're not right,
all right? But now in this one, he's saying you have a better communication. So how are you going to communicate if part of the communication is to see how the other person is failing at some point, right? Either way, it could be men or women, right? Or
the only thing I got out of that video was actually him saying you need to treat your woman like a queen and treat her this and that.
That's the third point I was going to bring, which is actually I do have a problem with it. But let's go back to the second one, okay?
Okay.
How are you going to communicate better? If the mentality that he's given in one video
is
shut up, but now you're telling me to communicate. So how are we going to communicate if we shut up now? What's your thought on that?
To shut up?
See, now we're going back to the original, to the old school. So what do you think about him saying you need to communicate? The part of communication, what do you think?
Yes. You need to communicate with your spouse. Yeah, I'm into two beers, so don't give me no damn airtime. Freaking
time. That was not airtime. That's you were coming back too. Continue.
You're going to get shanked today.
Yeah, you've been threatening me all day.
Well, I haven't seen you all day, so it's going to happen.
I said you've been threatening me all day.
All this episode.
Basically. Yeah, no, pretty much. But continue.
Yes, you have to have a key communication with your spouse. Even though you don't agree with what your spouse is thinking, but you have to learn to take in, like you said, that information and not get offended, and them not to get offended if you have your own form of opinion.
So what will be the key communication here?
Communicate? Let each other know how you feel?
Yeah, but see, what I found out about communication is that it's all good and dandy when you... as the receiver, are okay with what I'm saying. So if you agree with what I'm saying, then we're good. But mm-hmm. if you don't agree with what I'm saying, then that's where the communication comes in, right? Because now we're having a discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, what happens, and again, not the majority, not to generalize, but in some cases, what happens is that I say something, you interpret it in your head the way you thought I said it, and then you start having some ideas of what I said, bringing back memories and of past experiences, and then you get your own conclusion of what I said, and then you spit it out to me, right? Sometimes that interpretation that happens in your head based on all those ideas and experience and whatnot, right, can get misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the issue starts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So communication itself, it's not the best one, okay?
Okay.
Right? We're good on that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, here's the thing. If I tell you something you don't like based on what you're interpreting, based on your experience and your memories, wouldn't that create problems?
Yeah, because I'm going to shut you out.
Okay. So, how can we communicate? And now, again, this is actually going both ways. Okay, this is not a man or a woman problem. This is actually both ways because, I mean, everybody's messed up at some point, right? Mm-hmm. So based on the experiences, that's what we go with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how can you have a good communication when if I say something you disagree, you didn't like because of whatever experience you have, you start taking it personal? So that's the issue here, when you start taking it personal. So what do you think on that?
Oh.
What do you mean? What, was that too much?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people that kind of complain to you that you talk too much and too fast. And I got to let it process.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
Okay. So
it is true what they say.
Okay. Let me rewind. Okay. Communication itself is a very complex process.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I might say something. Mm-hmm. You could get triggered.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So if you get triggered, you could misinterpret it.
Yes.
Okay. So if you find it offensive or personal and you disagree, then the communication, it's not there.
Yes.
Okay. Right? Okay. So if that's the case, right,
mm-hmm.
How can there be communication?
I don't know. It's hard.
It is extremely hard. That's what I want to focus as part of the communication, because communication itself, it's extremely hard. So I dislike when people say, you got to communicate better. Okay, what do you think that means? And I ask the question to you. What do you think that means, communication? What does that mean to you?
Because if you're not communicating correctly, there's going to be a lot of roadblocks, because maybe your other person's not going to actually understand what the heck you're trying to say. Not because they don't understand what the hell your words that are coming out of your mouth. It's just that it's not really processing in their head.
Okay, so that's what it means to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But see, now if that's a good example here, because right now we've been doing this for 5 minutes in this part of the conversation,
uh-huh.
And we're completely lost. We literally see at each other and we're like, okay, we're really...
Well, I'm 2.5 beers down, so...
And that's another aspect. That's another factor.
Use alcohol to block your spouse out.
I mean... I wouldn't say that's a bad idea. That's not a bad idea, but...
Stop it. I said stop it.
You know you've had those moments.
Hit or miss?
It's a hit or miss.
Got a boyfriend.
That's a hit or miss. All I'm saying is that when they give advice for a relationship or in any sense, right?
Uh-huh.
It could be at work, it could be at home, it could be with your significant other, it could be with your kids, it could be with your brothers, his family, anybody. Communication itself, it's a very complex process. And they just take the words and they say it so simple, but do we really know how to communicate?
Exactly. Do people actually know the meaning of communication? Or a form of communication?
Yeah. So if that is the case, don't we need to fix first how to communicate?
Or know the meaning of communication?
I'm pretty sure everybody knows the meaning of communication.
Not everybody. Well, yes, the meaning of communication, but yeah. How to do it.
Okay, that's good. So we know that communication itself is a complex thing. So he's saying first, okay, that men need to communicate better. Okay, so now we have to communicate and know the difference between communicating and what is communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate better. That itself, it makes it way worse. Because now it's saying that you're communicating okay right now, which we know that it's very complex. So now try to better that. How do you better that?
I don't know.
See, and that's why I dislike these kinds of videos, because in reality, it doesn't say anything. It just triggers, again, the communication part, triggers the idea that you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on your day thinking that you're right and your communication is the bomb. And then, I'm just saying, and then you get into this whole mess because you think that you're doing good when in reality you're probably damaging a bunch of people. I'll say that because I'll be the first one to admit it. That is me.
Mm.
I complex a lot of things when I communicate. Don't give me that look. Am I putting you to sleep?
No.
See, you're communicating to me that you are bored.
No, I'm not bored. Okay. I'm kind of relaxed now.
Oh,
my
Lord. Alcohol's
kicking in.
You know what? You should not drink before the show.
That's you should not supply them alcohol.
I did not.
I'm trying to Bill Cosby me.
What?
You're not my dad.
Okay.
You ain't my dad either.
That's right. I don't even know know I pressed that one. I think that's what all the other women that allegedly got molested by.
Oh Lord.
That's what I said allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what I said allegedly. All right. Okay. Whatever. So let's go to the third part. Okay. Of this video. Okay. Treat her like a queen.
You know what?
What the hell does that mean?
I'm not even gonna take that because you know I'm in a relationship. I'm not treated like a damn queen. I feel like I'm the king in a relationship, and I'm treating this person like a queen.
That's a lot of damage.
That is.
That's a lot of damage.
So I'm right like, there. Give me a relationship where I'm going to be treated as a queen.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
That you think of, treat your spouse like how they want to be treated. Like, you know, but it takes two. Because not only are you going to treat them, oh, I shouldn't be talking about it because it's going to go on to other topic, but yeah, like, I don't want to go into it because we're going to go directly into the other topic. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can go ahead and say it. We're still going to go to the other topic regardless.
Because it's not only the woman being treated as a queen. You have to treat your husband just as you want to be treated.
That is true. So, I as a person, you know, and I'm saying this as a dad, okay? As a dad, I do agree that women have to be treated respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully. I do agree with that, okay? Me as a father with my daughter, I want her boyfriend or husband or whoever she chooses to treat her with respect,
mm-hmm.
okay? But that means also mm-hmm. that I have to teach her how to treat people with respect.
Yes.
Because whatever you think, how you program that awesome organ that is your brain, it's how you're going to reflect life. That I truly believe that, okay? So if you want somebody to be respectful to her, she needs to be respectful to them, mm-hmm. right?
Very true.
Okay, so as a father of a boy, I have to teach him now that, yes, he has to be respectful towards women,
mm-hmm.
but also he needs to demand respect from women.
Yes.
Which is what we're missing right now. And that's why treat her like a queen. It sounds like he's being demeanored in a sense, right? So what do you think?
I'm glad you're teaching your daughter to respect others as well as, you know, give respect as given. You also, and I know from, you know, history and your what you talk about your, you know, relationship with your daughter. I kind of appreciate you teaching her that she could be a strong, independent woman. And I'm hoping you're teaching her that she doesn't need a man in her life, that she needs to be independent and learn to support and take care of herself.
See, but I'm not saying that. I think that she does need someone.
She does.
Yeah.
But she has to learn that sometimes that person is not going to be always there for them.
That's true, but that could be anyone.
That could be anyone.
Yeah, so I guess that's where the fall is, and I think that's what I wanted to communicate, is that I'm not teaching her that she doesn't need to depend on a man. I'm teaching her that she needs to depend on herself,
mm-hmm.
which means that she could get help from anybody else, not including her significant other, boyfriend, myself, our family.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a certain point where she needs to do things on her own. So she needs to learn how to depend on herself as well as others, but not just particularly a man.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're failing right now. I think that the let's see, culture is teaching us that we should not depend on a man. And so if you want to talk about communication, because that's the whole confusion here. You want to talk about communication, how to communicate better, but I want to give you an idea that I do not need you. So you're indispensable. You, to me, are, you know, as a backup. In case I don't need anything, you can stay there on the corner, and when I need something, I'll call you.
No, it's not a backup. Not a backup. As a support and as an equal partner.
Yeah, but if you think, right, like you just said right now, and again, this is the communication part, right? If you think that she should not depend on a man, then what she's going to reflect
mm-hmm.
is that she doesn't need a man. Think about that.
I don't know, because like I said in previous shows, I wasn't really brought up to depend on a male figure. And from experience, I didn't really depend on a male figure to help me out.
Yeah.
So I always had to make sure, because I saw the damage that my mom went through. I basically depended on myself.
I agree.
And I depended on, you know, supporting myself, not only myself, but my brother and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because my male aspect wasn't really in the picture.
And, yep.
So it's like, I really don't know what it is to be treating your woman as a queen.
Yep.
Or treating your husband or spouse as a king.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never had that as an example growing up.
And that's perfectly fine. But going back to what I said about the reflection of how you think, mm-hmm. and how do you portray yourself to others.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it could be argued that what you do with your significant other, your boyfriend, mm-hmm. right? You do it with every other man in your life.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. So that's my point. So whatever you're thinking and you're reflecting to your significant other, you're doing it to other people, right? So that's what I'm trying to teach my daughter, that you could be independent,
mm-hmm.
but you also cannot be too dependent. Because at one point, you will need someone.
It's either hard, though.
It doesn't say it's easy.
It's hard because if I have to depend on somebody to be my backbone and then I get disappointed and they're not there for me when I truly need them, then it's just gonna like it's the same damn if you do and damn if you don't.
But it all goes back to the interpretation, right? So if you think that it's not gonna succeed, then you're automatically thinking you're failing. But if you think you're gonna succeed, then you're automatically thinking I'm being codependent of this person.
Mm-hmm.
So where is the middle ground?
I don't know. You're gonna bring up past traumas?
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And that's what I'm dissecting, right? Because he's talking about communication. We're really trying to communicate here, but that's pretty much how people see it.
Yeah.
Right? It's that, okay, I don't wanna be touched. I don't wanna be touched in my, you know, feel spot, right? Mm-hmm. I don't wanna bring any old traumas, but I wanna do this.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We're not saying that you shouldn't. I'm not telling you what to do. But like I said before, you got to pay the piper. If you want to be independent, you want to be alone, then you will literally kick out your either significant other man or women or, you know, whoever, however you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to kick them out of your life. And eventually they're going to get tired. They're going to get tired of that rejection and that space apart and the loneliness. It's going to get tiring.
But the thing is, not only are they going to get tired, maybe I'm tired too.
And that is true. You're tired, and that's a point that is very valid. But then we go back to the whole communication thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you communicate that without the other person taking it offensive and touching their feel spots? Because, I mean, I'm telling you, and I truly believe this. I don't have any data on it. I've read about it, and I truly believe this, that whatever you feel, I feel the same thing too, because at one point in my life, I experienced the same thing you'd have, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand where you're coming from. The problem here is the barriers that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hard part to overcome, because if I'm vulnerable to you as a significant other, or mm-hmm. let's say your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, whoever you're close to, then if you get hurt, you're going to build another barrier and then another one mm-hmm. and then another one, right? And then eventually you become this solitude into this lonely island of yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so once you want to get out of that, it's too late, because everybody you pushed away, unless you start again.
Maybe,
but it's hard to start again.
It's hard to start again, but maybe sometimes you need that new renewal.
That's true.
Because, like, not to belittle my spouse or anything, but sometimes I feel like I've carried too many people on my back.
That is true, and at that point, I think that's where the man should come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where, or your significant other, who's stronger. I shouldn't say men. Let me rephrase that. Whoever's stronger in character should actually take that load, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that if you feel that you're too dependent on that person, you don't want to give them that load. So whose choice is that?
I don't know. And there you go. And that's when Nelly Baby starts crying.
That's right. No. I did not want to time that. But she's...
I literally, like, in tears almost.
All right. I'm not even going to edit it. But, okay, so let's go back to the third point, okay? The mm-hmm. fourth point, which is the man, right? The woman actually giving the man what he deserves, right? That she's going to lift them up and become and make them better, right?
Yeah.
I do believe that. I do believe that.
But what if you're tired and your person doesn't want to be lifted and improve themselves? You get to the point where you're tired.
Yeah.
You're tired of carrying that person.
And that is true. That is 100% true. I'm not saying that it's not true. All I'm saying is that instead of treating your woman like a queen or your man like a king, why don't you go to the communist way? Everybody equal, right?
That's true. Right? I've always said that.
I know. But again, the idea out there, the popular belief is that a woman should be treated in the pedestal like the queen and the man has to do all the work so she can be happy and she can be in the pedestal. But in reality, men need that too.
And it's true. And yeah. I've always said it. I'm like, I'm sorry for my female parts that actually think that they need a man to carry them up as a pedestal and depend on
the man. I don't know what your partner needs to do with any of this.
No, but I'm saying the female side of our audience. Uh-huh. That knowing the Latino ways and the old school Latino ways, their mentality and that they were born and raised, maybe later on in the years from the, you know, if you're born 70s and 80s minus the newer age where it's all about she-man, woman-hating, men-hating club. Our mentality growing up as kids was that if you get married, your husband is supposed to be your provider, supposed to be doing everything. You're supposed to be the stay-at-home person, taking care of the kids, making sure the food is on the table, making sure the house is clean. I was never brought up in that mentality because, again, like I said, I grew up saying I was not going to be that person. Mm-hmm. I was not going to be that person because I saw what my mother suffered. I was not going to place myself in that situation.
I think that with the years, that mentality got distorted. Obviously, we know that women didn't have the rights to vote or say anything, stay home and cook and everything, right? Okay. But back in the day, I remember that my grandfather, who is my idol when mm-hmm. it comes to become a man, right? He's my idol. I'm sorry, Dad. I love you, man. But, you know, he was just the bomb, my grandfather, okay? So I remember that he will come home. He will take care of his family. He will take care of, you know, his wife. He will provide the food. He will come home and his kids will take off his shoes. And if you do that now, that practice, you will be like, oh my God, you're abusing. Why do you have to take off his shoes? Why can't he take off his shoes? Isn't he a man enough? Whatever. Okay. But actually, I was talking to my uncle not too long ago. That's actually one of his children. And he said, when you are the provider, when you're the man of the house, your responsibility is to provide, to protect, to bring food, to give money, right? Her job is to keep the house in order. Mm-hmm. That's what he said, right? But then he said this, when I'm at the house, my job is to respect my woman.
Yeah.
Right? Because she is in charge of what is my home.
Yeah.
Right? But we lost that.
Yeah, we did.
And we thought and we think that that's abuse. But in reality, if a man who was taught back in the old, poor Mexican way, poor, I'm not saying rich, poor Mexican way, is that the man is the one that brings the money, makes decisions together with his wife, but his wife is the queen of the house, and she makes the best decisions because she's the one that spends most of the time. Mm-hmm. And he's respected because he's providing that home. So yeah. She keeps the home, he provides the home. And that is what I say when I say the communist way is because you have a role that you're playing, and you're respected in your role, but also you as a woman, you are doing your role and you're respected as a woman.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm using women and men because, you know, this is pretty much what that was back in the day. But if you want to put it in modern times, if you consider yourself whatever,
because there could be a stay-at-home dad as well.
Exactly. So if you consider yourself lesbian, bisexual, transgender, heterosexual, woman, man, whatever.
And the spouse, there's always going to be a role that's going to be dominant. Not saying dominant, but, you know, the provider.
Correct. So whatever you think you are and whatever you feel you are, it's all great and dandy. Your role, it's your role. And that doesn't change.
And that doesn't mean that you're being belittled in the relationship either. You have to have equal respect, like you said.
Correct. Right.
And we did lose it because I'm like, most women think, oh, well, you're trying to
overpower me.
You want to keep me as a slave. The first thing is you want to dominate me.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, that is not what a true man should
do. You know, I really wish I had, you know, not to belittle my spouse, but I really wish I had a man who was strong enough for me to depend on and say, okay, what if, God forbid, I lose my job? I'm going to have my spouse to not take care of me, but be supported enough where I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. And again, it's not about, oh my God, you know, she's doing this and oh my God, she's saying that. It's like, oh, no. We're not saying that. We're not saying the fact that, you know, she should be taken care of. All we're saying is that you have to respect each other in the role. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's where the communication comes in, the fact that I could have the freedom to say, listen, I do this. I take care of all of this that I could do as humanly possible. So I want to get respected on that sense. Mm-hmm. And I will respect you on what you do in all respects of the sense. And I think that will be the equivalent of what they're trying to say.
Yeah. Okay?
Not anybody else above the hierarchy.
Yeah.
It doesn't
really
work.
I don't really follow it.
The good analogy that I give my kids, because again, we had this discussion with my kids, is this. And I think I said it before. The family is a table. The table, we're four, has four legs. If one leg is shorter, everything will tilt down, right? And if one leg is higher, everything will be tilting the other way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has to be in equal ground.
Yeah.
So everybody in the house has equal say, equal right, and equal voting.
So it can be leveled.
Correct. So everybody can be leveled because we are a machine that has to work
together,
mm-hmm. right? Because if not, everything's going to be all crazy. Obviously, I'm not saying you should let your kid drive if he's 10. All I'm saying is that if you give him some responsibilities at that age, he could help around the house and it could be efficient because he's going to help you take some load off your back and teach him responsibilities. Now, if you don't have any kids, that's a good dandy. Don't take the table analogy. Take whatever analogy that it only has two sides and then don't go beyond that. That's what I think. But it's been 29 minutes.
Uh-huh.
How about if we close it here and we go to some music?
Yeah.
All right. Let me close it right here. We'll come back after this.
You need
and we're
open
back.
It again because I'm about to kill you.
Hey, we're back. No, listen. Back. Listen, guys.
Charlie's going to die today.
I am going to die today because we have Ruben here with us. He's the manager of the awesome place we're actually at right now, which is Mariscos La Playa, estilo Nayarit. Ruben, thank you very much for joining us.
And thank you for your patience, because I would have killed him already.
Now,
I'm a very patient person.
Before we continue, I did it again. I pressed the button. My iPad did not record, and now we're, you know.
We had some good stuff.
Now I'm in danger.
Again.
Now I'm in danger of dying. But thank you for joining us, Ruben.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Let me see the traffic right now.
Right.
tell us about your place, please. Before I get killed.
Well, first and foremost, before anything else, well, thank you, Charlie's Bunker. Thank you guys for coming by and supporting Charlie and Nelly's
Baby Show.
Baby Show.
Yeah.
Now formerly known as.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming by. It's the third time I believe you guys come by with us.
Yep.
Second time with
yes.
the podcast.
Yep.
Yes.
Or your YouTube or your guys' videos and stuff. Thank you guys so much for coming by. Your support, your sharing your posts on Instagram and Facebook. It means a lot, supporting not only myself, but our family's business as well, too. So it's a... Thank you guys. Before anything else, thank you guys for coming by and choosing us out of anywhere else you could be tonight.
All the commercials and everything that is posted on social media, it's all Nelly Baby.
Mm.
So she's the
you
one
know
that
he's trying to cover
PR.
His butt, right?
Right. Got to sprinkle a little sugar on there.
Listen, you know, you got to do what you got to do to survive. I am a survivor. I do these things a lot. I do mess up a lot. So
don't we all?
I'm all of us. I'm actually surprised I got to be 41. Okay, sorry about that. That was my jam right there. That's my jam.
Yeah, a little.
That's my jam.
Nostalgic.
No.
Shout out Johnny.
Oh,
Johnny
yes.
Fades.
We need
Johnny
to do
Fades
that.
on the ones and twos.
That's right.
All the classics, all vinyls, every Friday from 6 to 10.
Yes.
And then he does have karaoke, too.
And he does do karaoke as well,
every
too.
Sunday, because I've noticed I'm so tempted to come over.
Chewy comes on Sunday. So shout out Chewy.
Oh, you sing.
He does come by, yes. Ooh. He will come by. Bring his daughters as well, too. Bring the family with him and come by as well, too, on Sundays as well, too.
Nice.
And you were saying that he has a shop around the corner?
Yeah, it's a barbershop, actually. We actually have a little promotion with Johnny and their barbershop. It's called Del Pueblo Barbers and Records, I believe. But it's actually just right down the block. We're actually right on Cermak and Marshall Boulevard. Johnny's here every Sunday or every Friday with us from 6 to 10. But he is at his barbershop at Del Pueblo. They sell, not only are they a barbershop, but they also sell records and vinyls as well, too. So if you come by, support us, buy a plate, buy some food, take a receipt from that day, and if you go with them and get a haircut or buy vinyls, you can get 10% off your haircut or your vinyls purchase, and vice versa. Go with them, buy some records, get a haircut, and come with us next, you can get 10% off here as well, too. Ooh. And that's valid every day as well, too. So.
Okay, don't be like Nelly Baby that she was saying.
I'm collecting my receipts, homie.
Yeah. She's, just to give you a heads up, she's collecting all the receipts to, for the time we come in, and then she's going to take all of them so you can give her 100% off. Oh, he said he got you. He said he got you. Okay.
There it is.
I'm going to bring my son, and I'm going to post it live just for you.
Do it. Oh, that's... Dude.
We have everything there. If you guys
want to
set up a little experience.
Oh, we got a second location.
Invited. Oh, my God. We got a nice little spot. In the back as well.
We're making it big.
I'm sorry, hon. I didn't bring cash on me. I'm sorry.
She's so nice, too. She comes by all the time.
All the time? Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
she usually comes by pretty often. So
yeah, next
welcome
time
to come
I know.
By. Yeah, any local vendors or anybody coming by to put some candies or chocolate, you know? They're always welcome to come by as well, too.
Yes.
Like, we're all trying to make it, so.
See,
and help each other. It's
and
stuff for everybody, for sure.
And that's what it's all about, guys. Yeah. Us as the show, the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show, we're trying to actually go to other locations and local places to actually promote each other, you know, help each other. I did mention that in the, other segments, but this is what we actually do. We help the community, we help everybody else, and we just have fun. We just literally have fun.
As you should.
Let me start the video again.
Is it recording this time?
I see it.
Ruben is my witness that it is recording. Okay.
I see it.
You're
recording.
Lucky saving your tail.
No, I'm lucky that there's witnesses.
Yeah.
That's what I'm lucky.
They won't rat me out because I'm a neighbor.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm the foreigner here.
Yeah, you're from the suburbs.
Don't say that, man. Jesus.
You're in the burbs.
Now you're gonna have all the old Lundell 26 and pills and be like, what is he doing here?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna gang up on you. We're gonna go crazy on you.
I guess. No, believe in you, yeah. No, I know you. All right.
I know people.
Yeah, I know you do. Ruben, I know him. Get out of here. All right. I'm gonna play the video right now, and that's gonna be the topic, and we go from there, and let's see what we can come up with. All right.
If he wants a sandwich,
you make daddy a sandwich.
Most of the time.
No. Let me ask you this. Well, okay. Let me ask you this. If me and you out, and somebody say something slick to you,
you punch him in the face.
You want me to smack him in his mouth, right?
That's right.
So if I take you on a date, and I say, look, baby, we're going to go Dutch.
No.
Exactly. If we walking up to the car and I don't open your car door, what do you say?
Open the door.
You better believe it.
Yeah, no, I am with you. I think
so you make daddy a sandwich.
I think.
All right, and that's the topic, okay? Go make daddy a sandwich. Not you, though. No. You're about to kill me. You're giving me the look.
I'm going to make you make me a damn sandwich.
Listen, at this point,
someone's
because I messed
sandwich,
up too, I'll make your whole meal.
The drink.
I'm not going to lie, dessert. You know? I'm not going to lie.
By the way, I was wondering if you could make me your awesome michelada.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You want one now?
Oh, when we're done.
We're done? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
With Daisy. Now.
I know that you already told me earlier that why do you have to start. I'm going to let Ruben start this time. Ruben.
Yes.
Tell us, what do you think about that? Should she make you a sandwich?
Yes. But I would also make her a sandwich as well, too.
Thank you.
Whenever she would want her sandwich.
He's not making you a sandwich.
Because I love
her
making
a sandwich.
That's fine.
Okay, so he just said he loves making sandwiches.
I'm thinking on his girlfriend's perspective.
You're embodying
that
her
point
of
view.
Yeah, okay. So he just said he loves making sandwiches. So that's already
food in general.
Yeah, so that's completely already out of the picture because he likes making it. It's not like he's going to be forced to make the sandwich. He already likes it.
It's not like folding clothes. I hate folding clothes.
So you're probably the guy that I dislike in the movies where he's like, you know, she's sleeping after, you know, a nice night. The previous night before, right?
Right.
And then, you know, she wakes up and the sun is shining through the window and they have this beautiful bedroom. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, she's like, oh, where is he? Because they're always looking for him. Like, you don't feel that he gets up and then he makes this wonderful breakfast. Mm-hmm. You know you're making me look bad, right?
I'm not trying to.
No, I know. But, you know, for all of the other men who don't do that. Because, listen, I am not a good cook.
Oh, man.
And they're like, can you make me a sandwich? I'll be like, I'll boil you some ramen noodles.
Some ramen. Hey, that's romantic, too.
Hey,
as long as you do it with love, it doesn't have to be a 5-star.
Listen, tell her that. Don't tell me that. I'm the one doing it. I know what's being done. Well, I know it's being done with love, but they're
that.
Like, really?
I feel that.
Noodles?
I feel that.
Really? How are you going to feel it? You make the whole sandwich and everything.
I feel that. Well, like you said, yes, that would definitely be me. I would have the bacon extra crispy, eggs nice and beautifully scrambled. biscuits, nice and crunchy. Pancakes for after, you know, for the dessert. And yeah, that'd be my thing, and it'd be 100% every piece.
Relax.
Love every time.
Relax, every little time. Baby. Relax. I already see you flying away, thinking about that scenario, and no, calm back down.
Shut up.
Calm back down.
Just follow Chef Ramsay on YouTube. For sure. That's my go-to.
Shout out to Chef Ramsay.
Shout out Chef Ramsay. I learned a lot how to cook from YouTube University.
All right, so.
YouTube University, for sure.
Nelly Baby, what do you think?
We're making the sandwich?
Yeah, man.
Well, yeah, if he's going to make my sandwich, then of
no,
course.
No. The point is, you make him a sandwich.
Mm. Well, yeah, I'll make a sandwich if he does.
For him.
I will do the damn sandwich.
For him.
Yes.
Okay. No, we want to agree be on record that it's for him.
If he does everything that a woman asks him to do.
So you want to enslave him?
I'm not enslaving him.
Okay.
He's treating me like the queen that I am.
Okay.
So I'm going to give him a sandwich.
So what you're saying is that if he does whatever you want, you make him a sandwich.
Yeah. Exactly how when he does whatever he wants and I, you know, reciprocate, then... Okay.
I think we're like in two different channels.
Why?
I don't know. The look you're giving me, the communication factor... Your body language?
I am kind of drunk, though.
Oh, okay.
Lagunitas.
Yeah, right?
Lagunitas.
We're not giving you commercial Lagunitas.
Right.
We're drinking Lagunitas, so therefore.
Sponsor
okay.
us, man.
So, tell me, Nelly, baby. What do you think about the video? Is he right?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, tell us more.
Because if you're doing what she wants you to do, then you deserve the sandwich.
Here's my thing, okay? And this is where
I think it's equal.
Yeah, and this is my thing, okay? So, in the video, I don't know the person's name who was doing an interview. What was her name, you said?
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams. Okay, all I know about her is that she farted one time in the show. There was a video on YouTube. Somebody showed it to me like, oh my God, look at this. And I was like, oh, that's actually pretty funny. But all I know about her is that she was resilient when he said, go make me a sandwich. And she's like, wait a minute, that's not right. And I could agree, and I could argue, I'm sorry, to say that be a little bit bigot. Would you agree with that?
Why?
Because you're... The way I see it, the way I interpret it in my head, is that when you actually tell somebody to do a sandwich, it's a little bit submissive. Mm. Am I wrong? Am I interpreting that wrong?
Not if you're both doing it.
Mm. I mean, if you both do the sandwich... then there's no point because one of them has to, you know. I don't like cooking with my significant other. I love you, honey. Don't worry, you know. But
oh, don't get me wrong. Me neither. I like cooking. If I'm cooking, I'm cooking by myself.
There you go. See, okay.
I can't be too many chefs
right?
in my kitchen. I can't.
No, actually, I'm not saying that's my rule. That's actually my wife's rule. She said when
it can't be.
When
it be the chef and the sous chef. That's how it should be. I believe.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So if she is... feeling, because again, we're talking about feelings, right? Mm. It's how you feel, how you interpret it in your head, how you see things. If you feel submissive, like, what's her name again?
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams felt, wouldn't that be considered a little bit taking advantage, abusive, controlling?
No.
I think it really just depends on their relationship with each other.
Okay, we'll explain a little bit more.
Because for myself, of course, if I was in that position, I would ask her that. I personally would feel like I would asking her that because that's exactly what Nelly said, that I'm fulfilling my role and my part as her boyfriend, husband,
okay.
as a spouse, significant other. And it wouldn't be in a way to say like, oh, I control you, but it's like, you know, you take care of me, I take care of you. And
so earlier we're talking about communication.
Which is
okay.
huge.
It is huge. What is communication to you?
Communication to me, it's hard to just put like a certain one thing on it, but just for me, it just means to be very clear with one another what you expect from your relationship, from your significant other, what you expect them to understand you. Because obviously, you know, two different people, it's hard to fully understand each other 100%.
That is
true. Have to go through some stuff together to really fully grasp that, to understand each other, what you really mean and what you want out of each other. So that's what communication for me to be is be clear in what you want. Be honest about it. Don't sugarcoat. Don't beat around the bush. Because the more you beat around the bush and just sugarcoat everything, once all that sugar is gone, there's nothing left.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to the other two segments because that's pretty much everything we talked about. And we definitely just dissected that and we said that was wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not going to repeat like our... Cause
more
first
like
of
Charlie
all,
said it.
Hey, hey, no, you agree. No, you agree.
One of us said it was wrong.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I said it was wrong. Listen, don't blame me for being a leftist, all right? I'm just saying. Everything is equal. I'm a leftist. What can I say?
Okay.
Oh, boy. We're going to go with that now?
Yeah.
I'll let it slide because you're upset about not recording the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's actually a pretty good episode.
All right, guys. Nelly baby.
Uh-huh.
You know, now that the anger could... You know, no. You could suppress the anger a little bit.
No.
No, okay.
We got to cool it down with the michelada.
Yeah. Listen. I think she wants the glass so she can whack me on the head.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dual purpose.
Listen, she's not a co-host, not because I don't know her. I mean, she's violent and aggressive. That's why she's a co-host. She forced me to...
What? Remember, I do everything.
That's right, you do. And you do a great job.
Cheers to that.
There you go, right?
Cheers to that. There you go. See,
talking to me is like being a boxer. You know, you throw the jab, dash a little bit, you know, give a couple in return.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. So, what else do you think it's wrong with this comment? I mean, a lot of people were actually against it. If you go to the comments on the video...
I can see it nowadays.
I think the only bad part is you calling your man Poppy or whatever. Like, doing whatever he says or whatever. I think the more modern woman takes that as an offense.
For sure.
Why will that be? I did, when we posted this on the page, someone did say, yeah, I agree with all of it, with the exception of calling Poppy.
Mm. Yeah. Because it's kind of disgusting, supposedly.
What do you think?
In some people's eyes.
All right. Okay.
I actually...
Elaborate.
I not only like it, but
I
encourage it, yes.
Like
Daddy
I said,
or Papi, but Papi preferably, because you know, everything's sexier in Spanish.
It's sexier in Spanish.
So
I'm sorry.
No, see, again, if you guys haven't seen this skit from Saturday Night Live, David Pumpkins, there's a scene in that skit where one of the skeletons gets spanked. Oh. Really nice. I'm not in that way. But then he goes, "Ay, Papi." And then I was like, "Nope, we're not doing that anymore." It's a funny skit. You should go check it out. But it's just it's
weird. I don't
have
weird. A thing for pumpkins.
It's the skeleton. It was the skeleton who did that.
I don't have a thing for skeletons.
But Tom Hanks did spank the other guy. So I guess that's not to be homophobic, but I think that's where actually my issue was.
So you think Papi is getting spanked?
Yeah.
A skeleton.
I
can see that.
Yeah. You can see a skeleton getting spanked?
I can see it. Or why you might not like being called Papi.
Oh, okay. You know I was like...
I love it.
I was about to go like, tell us more. But no, I think we're going to leave it at that.
There's one time.
One time at Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
So, do you think your significant other... No, let me ask you this question, okay? I'm going to put you on the spot. Because you say you like getting in trouble.
Mm.
What is the thing that your girlfriend always tells you, can you please stop doing this? Because it's really annoying me and it's like I'm about to kill you. Just like Lily Baby right now. When she's
I think
about
this right now.
What, having the phone on
having
upside
the phone
down?
Upside down.
Why?
I don't know.
Because she thinks you're going to be texting other girls and you're hiding something, aren't you?
I might be like hiding something or don't want something to show. But I don't know. Honestly, I just throw it down. If it's up or down, it's either or. I mean, she knows my code, so I have nothing to hide.
You gave her the code?
She knows the code. I know her code, too. So, like, again, it's a two-way street.
Brave.
You're really killing me.
I mean, I have nothing to
hide. He's getting brownie points on my behalf.
Nothing to hide, nothing to not show. Like, I don't care.
You want
to
have some brownie points? Don't have a password.
Well, the password is for everybody else. You know what I mean?
But have a secret folder. Hey. I'm not saying you should.
Incognito mode.
I'm just saying that.
Samsung.
That
I don't have a
option.
Samsung, though.
That's right, see? So, what is the thing? That just
that, that,
having
that's
the phone
definitely
down?
One of it, yeah, for sure. That, having the phone down.
But what do you think? Mm-hmm. Why will that
or
be an issue?
Upside down, face down, face down.
A lack
face
of trust?
Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
I feel
big
like
part,
you're hiding
sure.
something.
Yeah.
So mental, man. So mental. Mm. I don't have, I mean, the thing that actually my wife tells me all the time is like, you should do this, is just pretty much take out the garbage and cook more and do the dishes and clean the house and do the laundry, take out the dog, take care of the kids, drive him here. I mean, pretty much every anything else that a husband does. Right? Yeah, but like, okay, fine. I think it's a little different, you know, in the relationship, because when you have your girlfriend, you have your own place, right? Does she live with you? No, right?
No.
Okay. So she has her own way of venting, you know?
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
And then I have my own way of venting if I was not married, right? I have my place and play my PlayStation and, you know, just calm down a little bit.
Of course.
But when you're married, you can't do that. Because you have each other on each other's throats. You have 3 feet. 3 feet.
The couch.
Not even coronavirus distant. Not even the 6 feet. 3 feet, and you're going to kill each other. And now with technology, you pretty much text everything, and you can actually have a fight at any moment of the day.
That's true. You can't fight right now.
See, no, you don't want to fight.
I'm doing it now.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you do it now?
Because he's annoying me.
Right.
See, you know what? But she's the one that does everything. I can't do anything about it.
I feel.
But you know you do a great job.
I know I do.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
All right. So, anything else?
Make your daddy a sandwich. If he's laying it down right for you. And same...
What do you mean by laying it down?
Do you really want me to go grab it?
Yeah, I mean, I already put explicit.
She's not talking about I guess.
I already told my only two fans, my kids, to stop listening to the show. So, I mean, yeah, go ahead. Explain it.
If he's making, you know, you squirm and your toes curl.
We say el delicioso.
Exactly. If he's giving you the delicioso, the deliciousness.
The deliciousness.
Then you make your daddy a sandwich.
I like how he goes with you. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, delicious. Oh, yeah.
Because we're right here.
Yeah, I see.
I might use that later, too.
We did say if you high-five Ruben, you're going to get some.
Yeah. So come over
and high-five
to
Ruben.
The restaurant. Show your spouse a romantic time here in Mariscos, a la playa, estilo Nayarit.
Yeah.
And then once you know you got a good time, and you know what? Oysters are what you called?
An aphrodisiac.
Yeah. So that means you're naturally going to get some.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Why did you say that one more time?
The oysters are an aphrodisiac.
Aphrodisiac. It makes you horny, baby.
Wow. No wonder we saw a lot of oysters. So a lot today alone. So.
There's going to be a lot of February babies. There's going to be a lot of Valentine's babies this month.
A lot of Scorpios and Sagittariuses this year.
You are in the right business.
Welcome back to order for some more for tomorrow.
There you go. Maybe some business. There you go.
But you were saying that.
So I'm saying if he's going to give you the deed, el delicioso, you make him a sandwich. And the same thing as if I'm going to give you the pan dulce.
Okay, pan dulce.
Pan dulce is good.
And make you eat it up real good.
Eat it real good.
You know, and twerk on it real good.
Now you know that pan dulce does not mean pan dulce. You know what is going with this, right?
That means you're going to make me, your mommy, a sandwich.
Con amor.
No, there's no way I'm making you a sandwich.
Then you've never had anyone twerk on you.
Maybe not. You're not supposed to know that. Again, the only two fans ever told them to go away, but I'm not going to... Listen, I'm an old school man. I deny until the day of my death. And then I'm going to call a priest. I'm going to tell my sins and then take him with me to the grave. Yeah, again, you can look at me however you want.
Again, are you going to make her a sandwich or what?
I guess. No, not a sandwich. Sopita maruchan.
Nah.
Siete mares.
Siete mares,
thank
right?
You.
No.
Thank siete you.
Mares, but no.
Make it fancier, please.
No. If I make it with love, I can boil water and put pasta in there. Mm. I'll throw an egg.
A little huevito.
That's right. Throw an egg.
My grandpa used to do it like that.
Too. Right?
A little huevito on top.
Make it
can't
too.
Go wrong. Can't go wrong.
You can never go wrong with 2 or 3 or 4 huevitos on top.
Well, normal is only 2 huevitos.
You know what? We need to cut her off. Do not make her the michelada.
No.
She's cut off.
It's all right.
All right, fine. I'll make a sandwich. It's not going to be a good sandwich. Peanut butter sandwich is
but
fine.
We equally got to make each other sandwiches.
I guess. At this point, I guess. I don't... Listen, all I'm saying is this. There's going to be some giving back, right? So I have no issue if my wife asks me, like, listen, do all of this for me. Okay, cool. I'll do it. But what am I getting in return? We have to get something in return. And if there's nothing getting in return, either you're a woman or a man, the relationship's going to end and you're going to walk away.
Exactly. Because but it has to be a 50-50 thing.
Yeah.
Another issue that I have with this video is that how is it that people that are divorced are given relationship advice?
Same. Like, why? If you have, like, a marriage and you've been married, like, 3 times.
Something's not going right there.
But people are following this, and they actually follow that idea. So, do you think we're failing at this point?
No offense. That's,
yeah.
No offense. Mm-hmm. Younger generation, I don't think they're not as...
Oh, don't worry. Anybody under 18 doesn't listen to us, so you're good.
Yeah, they're 30-something.
So, don't be like, you know, get offended. I don't care. You don't listen.
Like, I don't think they're in that committed relationship-wise that they're interested in being in a committed relationship. Now, like, if I was single, I would be worried about being single because I don't think men now are interested in a serious relationship.
That is actually very interesting that you said that because we actually was having a conversation today exactly about that point. If you are divorced, will you actually start dating now? And I'm going to leave it at that because we could that could be another topic for the next week.
True.
Okay. So. Ruben, anything to close?
Well, we're going to be here all weekend. All weekend from, we have a group coming by this Saturday as well, too. If anybody wants to come on by, we'll have, it's going to be music en vivo, cumbia, salsas, merengues, todo tropical, 6:30 to 9:30 on Saturday, 3:30 to 6:30 on Sunday. And we'll have 40% off all day Sunday for chicken wings as well, too, for Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
We do have a couple flavors, honey hot, mango habanero, agave parmesan, and barbecue. And then, so that'll be all day Sunday for Super Bowl Sunday. And then we'll be here all day, or most of the day Monday from 4 to about 10 o'clock as well, too. So if you guys want to come on by, give us a call. Give us a call to reserve your table. Have that special night with a special someone.
Do you deliver?
We do deliver via Grubhub and Uber Eats for now. We know we don't have our own personal delivery service at the moment. Or we're doing just with Uber and Grubhub for now.
Nice.
For
now. So if they want to go to DoorDash or Uber, how do they look through the app to find
their restaurant? Yeah, they just look us up on there at Marisol Playa. We should pop up. We're right here on Cermak and Marshall Boulevard, around 2880 West Cermak Road. So we're right in front of Apollo 2000. So should be able to find us on there on Grubhub or Uber Eats.
Awesome.
Grubhub and Uber Eats.
Nelly, baby, anything to close?
I want food.
I see you. I see you want food and you also want to kill me. Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. This has been one more show, one more episode of the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show.
Yes. Thank you again to Ruben for letting us use his establishment to record. And the awesome DJ for playing the awesome beats in the background. We don't own rights to them. But come down to Mariscos a la Playa Estilo Nayarit and check out the food, the atmosphere, and the awesome drinks.
That is my jam. That is my jam. I remember that my father used to listen to that song every single time he got drunk because he had... I don't know what happened. I don't know the story, but I know he listened to it, and I love it.
Who hurt you?
My dad.
Who hurt you, Daddy Charlie?
Daddy Charlie.
There it goes.
Mom, I did not. I got no control what she says, okay? But thank you one more time, guys, for listening to us. Stay tuned for next week. I'm thinking in Spanish. I hate when I'm thinking Spanish and start speaking English. It all gets all scrambled in there.
Smushed up in there.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to throw topics through the week, and we'll see each other next week.
Next Friday. So don't forget to send us your playlist that you want any songs played on the episode, as well as if you have any ideas on our next episode that you want any topics to be discussed.
Let us know.
I know. The drunkenness now kicked in.
The drunkenness. She said drunk, not drug.
That was the first episode. Tamales with cocaine.
Sounds fire. Hey, man. Where can I get them? I know it's on Cermak.
I know it's on Cermak.
All I meant to say is one of those.
Actually.
Right? I already know.
All right, guys. This has been one more show. Until next time, peace.
Bye. Make sure you save it, Charlie, or you're going to die.
Listen, it was an honest mistake, okay? It was an honest mistake.
If you don't save it to record it, you're going to die. I'm going to kill you.
somebody should help me. Really, she's
no.
No,
I'm sure your spouse will end up depositing money, so that way that, you know, that could be done.
Oh boy. Okay.